Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. And we are here every weekend, same time, same stations, and I'll be with you again next week. We are here every weekend, and we have lots to share with you every weekend, and it's all based on science. We don't offer you any opinions. If I do offer you an opinion, I'll tell you. This is my opinion. This is what I personally believe. This is what I personally think. Hey, none of that unless I tell you. Otherwise, it's all scientifically validated and tells you all what the studies are saying. We search the studies on natural alternatives. We search the studies for botanicals, for nutrients, for vitamins and minerals. And we give you the real science, the real truth. I just want you to make up your own mind. And I'm not going to make up your mind for you. I'm going to offer suggestions, recommendations, and then give you the science. And then you have to go from there. So today we have a lot of stuff to talk about. Oh, before I say that, you know, we're in the new year. And I'm sure you made a lot of resolutions that you're going to change your life in 2026. I hope you do. But now, don't make resolutions unless you're going to keep them. That doesn't make any sense. And we know that happens every year. Anywhere from 80 to 90% of people making resolutions going into the new year will drop them by the end of January. The resolutions are gone. They make big promises. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, come on. Come on, you can do better than that. You've got to do it. And you can do it. Don't be lazy. You can do it. You can do the impossible if you want to. So let's do it together. I'm going to give you ideas. I'm going to give you tips. I'm going to give you science. And I'm going to give you all kinds of good stuff every weekend. Tell your friends, family, anybody who you think would want to change their life if they knew they could. Doctors will not change your life. Drugs do not change your life. Drug companies don't care if they change your life. They want you on drugs. That's how they make all their money. That's how they make their shareholders happy. And they love to make billion-dollar drugs. You know, this whole thing that we went through with COVID, all the vaccines, no proof, no science. That's the way the drug companies work, because they knew they could make billions of dollars on COVID. So now we are going to give you some really good topics today. And our featured topic is red ginseng. And we're going to also talk about sugar substitutes, sugar alternatives. We'll talk about the world's most common heart drug that causes muscle pain. And the nutrient of the day, the mineral iron. And how to stop a gout flare-up. And a lot of times around the holidays, that happens because we eat a lot of food, a lot of rich food, a lot of food that we don't eat during the year. And we'll show you how to reduce the risk of lung cancer by avoiding unprocessed foods. And I'll give you some tips on choosing supplements. You want the right supplements? Stay tuned. And don't skip breakfast. It's one of the most important meals of the day. You can skip dinner. Don't skip breakfast. So let's go on and tell you all what we have for you today. Now, what are the health benefits of red ginseng? And what is red ginseng? It's the same species as white ginseng, but red is steamed. They take white ginseng, Panax ginseng, and they steam it, lightly cook it, and that changes the composition of the ginseng. It's really the true traditional preparation method. Normally, all the Asian countries don't use white ginseng, especially in Korea, Japan, and China. They use the red. It actually looks red. But all that red color comes from steaming it, cooking it, not highly cooked, but slightly steamed. That changes the composition and makes it more absorbable and gives you more of the rare, noble jacinthosides. Jacinthosides are the active components of ginseng. And what does red ginseng do for you? Dramatically increases energy, improves focus and attention, boosts libido and sex drive for both men and women. It modulates. And what does modulates mean? It balances. So if you want to modulate something, you want to bring it down if it's too high, you want to bring it up if it's too low. So it modulates blood pressure, the metabolism of the body, immune function, fights inflammation, increases resistance to cold and flu, prevents and alleviates the side effects of cancer. Red ginseng boosts energy levels. My good friend, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, loves red ginseng. So he did a study to see what benefit it could provide for his clients and for anybody around the world. Red ginseng. He took 188 people that were fatigued, chronic fatigued. They also had fibromyalgia. They took a whole root red ginseng, extremely high in rare jacinthosides, for 1 month, 4 weeks. Now the dosage, one capsule or one chewable tablet daily. They can make their choice. What did they want to take? One capsule or one chewable tablet daily? The participants allowed to increase to 2 per day if desired or needed to feel the effects. Now, what were the results of this study? When those that took the chewable tablet, that's all they took was one a day. They didn't need another one at all. Now, those that selected one capsule, many of them said, I can't feel the effects. So they upped the dosage to 2 capsules daily, and then they could feel the effects. What were the effects? What were the results? 60% of the participants of the study experienced significant improvement. And what was the improvement? 67% increase in energy levels, 72% improvement in stamina, and 48% improvement in mental clarity. Now, how do you find quality ginseng? Because it's sometimes a huge challenge. And many of them are still selling white ginseng when the red ginseng has been proven to be more effective, up to 7 times more effective. That's huge. So the researchers tested 80 samples of ginseng for pesticide residue. And they found 246 different pesticides detected on the ginseng. 78% of samples were positive for drugs, a fungicide widely used in China, limited approval in the United States, and only used as fungicide was only approved for golf course turf, cotton, and potatoes. It's that toxic, that poisonous, a fungicide. And they found it on 246 different pesticides, including this fungicide widely used in China. I don't think I'd buy any ginseng from China. I've seen very, very bad results. Now, how do you cultivate clean ginseng free of pesticides? There's a very highly researched company in Europe, and they have found a way to grow ginseng hydroponically, not in soil, but in water. It is very sterile, no exposure to pesticides or chemical residues. They found an optimal condition to produce high concentrations of ginseng with having high noble glucosinolates, the most powerful biologically active compounds in ginseng. If you want real ginseng, this is the quality that you want from a company in Europe growing it hydroponically in water. They feed it, they nourish it, they give it what nutrients that it needs. And they found that in 1 year, normally ginseng takes 6 years to grow in the soil, in the wild. But this hydroponically grown in 1 year was equivalent to traditional 20-year-old wild harvested ginseng. That's unbelievable. 20-year-old wild harvested ginseng sometimes can sell for thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars. So how do you use red ginseng and why would you want to use it? To reduce fatigue, to lessen stress and tension, to recover from illnesses or injury, for students who need to concentrate, focus, and study, for athletes to increase stamina and endurance. Anyone who wants more energy, I like the chewable tablets in a dosage of just 100 milligrams. But you can use anywhere from 200 to 400 milligrams daily to give you all the benefits of red ginseng. Far more superior to white ginseng. Now in Wisconsin grows more ginseng than any other state in the U.S. near Wausau, Wisconsin. It domestically grows under sheds. It likes to grow in the shade. So they build sheds like with only one or two walls. It's exposed to the environment. And they want it to grow for 4 to 6 years. Now, if you know that you're going to be planting a crop and it needs to grow to 4 to 6 years to reach its highest potential, how are you going to survive for 4 to 6 years? Because it has bugs, it attracts a fungus, so they want to protect their crop. So every year, what do you think they do? They spray it with pesticides and fungicides. So sometimes the crop is so toxic, it can't be sold in the U.S. So they ship it to China, where they use toxic fungicides anyway. But the FDA will not allow that to be sold in the U.S. So you want red ginseng that is free of pesticides and fungicides. And it'll provide you with all these benefits. Ginseng has been used for thousands and thousands of years. And it's a really good supplement to give you freedom of fatigue, stress, tension. And if you're ill or have injuries, it helps you recover. And students are much more effective by focusing and concentrating and being able to comprehend their studies. And for athletes, stamina, endurance, and anyone who wants more energy, boy, I'm all for that. So look for red ginseng in tablets or capsules that is hydroponically grown, free of fungicides and pesticides. And you'll have all these great benefits. Now, many people switch from sugar, which is good, but now they are picking up sugar substitutes to take the place of sugar. Now, what is the effect of sugar substitutes on your health, on your body? Well, researchers in Israel looked at the effects of sugar substitutes, including the artificial sweeteners aspartame and sucralose. They treated 120 participants with different types of sugar substitutes given like daily medicine in a sachet versus glucose or no sugar at all. And the result of this study, the participants receiving sugar substitutes had altered intestinal microflora. The bugs, the friendly bugs, the good bugs, and developed impaired glycemic response, sugar response, abnormal response to sugar, a sign of diabetes. Yes, sugar substitutes can cause diabetes type 2. Then the researchers conduct fecal microflora transplants from humans into germ-free mice who are not given artificial sweeteners. But still, they developed impaired glucose response as well. Sugar substitutes do not have any value for you. And so many people use them. We are addicted to a sweet taste. Everything has to be sweet. Are you ready to ditch the pink, yellow, and blue packets? Try to do your best. Maybe that's one of your resolutions. Animal research has shown that artificial sweeteners cause weight gain, brain damage, brain tumors, bladder cancer, and many other health hazards. Avoid artificial sweeteners like aspartame, sucralose, saccharin. There are no value whatsoever. This might be one of your best resolutions for 2026. Now, what about muscle pain? Do you have muscle pain? There are many drugs, heart drugs, cholesterol-lowering drugs that cause muscle pain. And there is the world's most common heart drug that causes muscle pain. Over half of the adults over 65 are taking a statin drug to lower their cholesterol levels. I don't have time today, but this is one of my pet peeves is that we are prescribed so many drugs to lower cholesterol that is causing so much damage in the human body. We don't need to lower cholesterol. Cholesterol is just fine at whatever it is. We have lived for years with our cholesterol level being over 300. Now they want it under 200. Why? Because you have more of the population that needs or would then require a prescription for a statin drug to lower cholesterol. Your brain is primarily fat, and it's only 2% of the body weight. And yet it uses 25% of the cholesterol that is manufactured by the body. The body makes cholesterol. Don't you think if the body makes something inside that it needs it, that it requires it? And they are prescribing drugs to lower cholesterol, like Lipitor. It's one of the most prescribed drugs in our country, in the U.S. At least 115 million prescriptions are written every year. And one of the most common side effects of statin drugs is muscle pain. In a brand new study, researchers found out why statin drugs have this effect. Using a very special microscope, they found that Lipitor, the drug for lowering cholesterol, disrupts the signals that control calcium levels around muscle cells. When there isn't enough calcium, the signals between nerves and muscles gets mixed up. So the muscles squeeze when they should not. This causes cramps, twitching, and tight, painful muscles. Calcium is a relaxant, and it needs to be there to provide the signals between the nerves and the muscles. We need calcium. But now don't take a statin drug and add calcium. That doesn't make any sense because you don't know how much calcium you need to prevent the damage by the drug. Just don't use the drug. Now, when I say that, I am not a doctor. I'm not going to tell you what to do medically. I'm not allowed to. I don't want to. I'm not a doctor. So if you're going to eliminate your drug, which I pray that you can find a way to do that, talk to your doctor. Doctor, I've read a good article that we need cholesterol. Our body makes it. If our body makes it, why would it make it if you don't need it? They're just making more money. It's one of the biggest medical scams in the history of our country. They're making $40 to $50 billion a year on statin drugs. That's the only reason they prescribe it. They lower the cholesterol. Now, I've had people tell me that their cholesterol levels were at 160. And the doctor says, oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Baloney. Your body, your cells, your hormones, your vitamin D levels all require cholesterol. You won't be a man or a woman without cholesterol. You need it daily. Don't even think about it. Don't even worry about it. Don't even know what it is. Don't even care about what it is. Just live your life without drugs to lower it. But if you want to lower it, if you want to get off drugs, talk to your doctor. Welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally. And I was just going into telling you why maybe you're worried about a heart attack because your cholesterol level is high and your doctor is freaking you out because, oh, we're warning you that your cholesterol level should be under 200. But years ago, it was at 300, and you said the same thing. We got to lower your cholesterol under 300. Now we have to lower it under 200. They don't even know what it should be. And they don't even know what cholesterol levels you should have. Because we need cholesterol to live. We can't live without cholesterol. They're taking away a nutrient by a drug on a scam. And now they're telling us high cholesterol equals a heart attack. I have a word for that, but it's not nice. So I'll just say baloney. It turns out total LDL cholesterol is not great or even great at predicting your risk of heart disease. In a 20-year study, now 20-year study with 3,000 people, those who had the lowest level of cholesterol, listen, I better say that again. Those who had the lowest level of cholesterol, lowest level, had the highest risk of death during the study period. Their mortality rate during the study increased by 65%. More people that have heart attacks and heart disease have very low cholesterol. This is something you need every day. Don't let them take away your health. They're killing you slowly, only for money. They're greedy, selfish, evil people. And additionally, a study that had 32 years of data on cholesterol levels and mental function from 1,500 women found declining cholesterol levels from midlife to late life increased the risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Now, as we started lowering cholesterol with drugs, we spiked with dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Isn't that a coincidence? Take away a nutrient from the body, and now you have side effects so severe that people are mentally ill. Now, want a better type of cholesterol? Change what you eat. It's as easy as that. Because a diet high in carbohydrates, and I've warned you about carbohydrates and sugar, it is the most damaging effect on our body. And it is associated with a more of the dense, small, high-risk forms of LDL. If the doctor gives you a high number and only a number of what the cholesterol is, like he says, oh my gosh, yours is 280. It's got to be under 200. You have different fractions of cholesterol. You have pattern A and pattern B of the LDL cholesterol. If you have pattern B, just remind yourself that B means bad. You have bad cholesterol. Because that cholesterol, pattern B of the LDL, is a very dense, hard form of cholesterol, like a BB. If you have pattern A, your LDL cholesterol is very fluffy, like cotton candy. You don't want pattern B. You have to know a lot more about your cholesterol than just a high number. But doctors are so quick to prescribe something, and you only see them for a few minutes. So they want to make sure I squeeze this in, make sure that I get you a prescription, and make sure that I scale the hell out of you, and that you're going to have a heart attack. A diet containing saturated fat. Remember, that's bad for you, they say. Saturated fat from meat and dairy results in the best form of cholesterol. Very fluffy, like cotton candy. Harmless LDL cholesterol. And it comes from saturated fat that they constantly tell us that it is so damaging, it's going to kill you and give you heart disease and a heart attack. No. Saturated fat is not the cause of heart disease. Now, I'm not making this up. This is all in the research. Following a Mediterranean diet makes the good cholesterol, HDL, more effective. And the HDL collects excess LDL and helps it get rid of it, carries it out of the body. Your body will take care of itself about cholesterol. Don't let anybody talk you into a drug. Cholesterol is so necessary because we make every one of our hormones from cholesterol. We make vitamin D from cholesterol. And every time you lower cholesterol, you lower one of the most important nutrients for the heart. And what is it? CoQ10. It's one of the best nutrients for heart health, for oral health. If you have gum disease, if you have bleeding gums, if you have migraine headaches, you need CoQ10. So every time they give you a drug, they make more disease. That's all it does. Now you have bad oral health. You have migraine headaches. You don't make the vitamin D that protects your body. The sun and cholesterol come together to produce vitamin D. That changes everything. Now, the nutrient of the day is the mineral iron. Iron deficiency is the most common mineral deficiency in the United States. In an analysis of data from 8,000 American adults, regular Americans with no obvious symptoms of low iron levels, who would otherwise not be screened or tested, found that 14% were iron deficient. You know, while a certain level of iron deficiency is not life-threatening, don't freak out, but it can significantly affect the quality of your life. And most of this is concerning for women. Women have the most deficient form of the mineral iron. It causes brain fog, fatigue, lightheadedness, shortness of breath, pale complexion. And iron is especially important for pregnant women and women who especially have a very heavy menstrual cycle. Now, it's important how you choose your iron supplement. You can't just go out and buy something. And doctors, if they're going to prescribe iron for you, they use the worst, poorest absorption of iron tablet you could ever imagine. They always recommend ferrous sulfate, cheap drugstore iron. Avoid ferrous sulfate. Very poorly absorbed and frequently causes constipation and bloating. 50% of people prescribed supplemental ferrous sulfate stop taking it because of the adverse effects, the side effects. And look for heme iron, H-E-M-E, heme iron. Heme iron is found in meat, found in liver. So find the heme iron from liver extract. It's the most bioavailable form, up to 33% better absorbed versus only 2% or less for iron sulfate salts. Very well tolerated. Few, if any, side effects. Lower dosage is more effective. It's from an animal source. That's where our real iron is. Like those that are vegetarians or vegans, they're not going to get any iron in their food. That's absorbed easily, more effectively. It's found in meat primarily. Eggs have some. It raises the hemoglobin and the ferritin levels, but not as well absorbed as heme iron, chelated iron. Heme iron is the best, but still 3 to 4 times more bioavailable than iron salt. Significantly fewer issues with adverse effects, especially regarding bloating and constipation. This is the best iron preferred by patients in comparison trials. Then you also consider adding lactoferrin. It increases iron absorption. Lactoferrin, lacto is milk. It's a protein from milk. Ferrin is iron. So it regulates iron. It manages the absorption of iron, increases the absorption of iron. So you have many choices. Now, the rich, many years ago, were always accused of having a gout flare-up because of their diet. Does diet have an effect on gout? Absolutely. Now, here's a way to stop a gout flare-up. But first of all, what is gout? It's a form of arthritis. It causes warmth, pain, swelling, and extreme tenderness in the joints. Usually the big toe. Why? That I don't know. Usually a big toe. Gout occurs when high uric acid levels lead to uric crystal deposits in the joints. And gout cases have increased by at least 20% in the last decade. In the last 10 years, gout has gone up 20%. And now, especially in young people. So what helps? Water and tart cherry stops gout. Drinking 8 glasses of water a day can reduce the risk of a gout attack by almost 50% by helping to flush uric acid levels out of the body. Research has shown that daily cherry intake can reduce the risk of a gout attack by 30 to 50%. So this is a great combination, water and tart cherry. When combined with a prescription drug treatment the risk of a gout attack was reduced by 75%. Not cherry juice, because it's full of sugar. Just water is better. Now, what dosage of tart cherry works? They have found approximately 750 milligrams of tart cherry extract daily, standardized for the anthocyanin, a type of polyphenol content. So tart cherry and water will be the best combination for preventing and stopping gout. Now, cancer is spiking, increasing in the number of cancer patients. So it's good to know how to reduce the risk of lung cancer. And one of the best is to avoid ultra-processed foods. And we eat a ton of it. We cause our own diseases. In fact, it's been estimated that 98% of our diseases, so-called diseases, I think they're metabolic disorders and malabsorption of nutrients and the complete avoidance of nutrients in our food. Because ultra-processed foods have no value, no nutrients. They're foods just to please your palate. So you can avoid many of our diseases by just avoiding the foods that cause the disease. That's what it is. Bottom line, what you're eating causes your disease. You're not unlucky. You're not unfortunate. God's not mad at you. It's all because we are eating the wrong foods that have been highly processed, stripped of their nutrients, refined carbohydrates, sugar. All these things cause cancer. Lung cancer risk is primarily from ultra-processed foods. Previous studies have linked eating non-processed foods with more than 30 different diseases, including heart disease, diabetes, and a shorter life expectancy. New research finds that ultra-processed foods significantly increase the risk of lung cancer. A new study analyzed dietary data from more than 101,000 people, over 100,000 participants, with an average age of 62. The result of this study, those who ate the most ultra-processed foods were 41% more likely to be diagnosed with lung cancer versus those who ate the least ultra-processed foods. Food is our medicine. Now, if you're eating the wrong food, you're not getting the medicine you need as prevention to reverse disease, to stop disease, to cure disease. Food is ultimately the medicine we need every day. You can't avoid it. You need more of the natural, unprocessed, natural foods that nature provides. Now, no matter how well we eat, and that's why we need to eat very, very well, because even the best we can, we're not getting all the food we need with the highest level of nutrients. Because they still use waxes and they use sprays and they use all kinds of things to change our food, genetically modified foods, changing the foods that we eat today. The food companies are preparing us for disease. The drug companies are there with the drug to prevent the disease or treat the disease. It's a perfect storm provided by the food manufacturers and the drug companies. They have come together, maybe not coincidentally, but they have come together to cause the diseases of the nation. We have to stop ASAP. Now, why should you replace a late night snack with breakfast? Get your calories early in the day. That's why. Researchers compared the effects of skipping breakfast and eating a late night snack versus eating the same total calories in three meals over breakfast, lunch, and dinner. No bedtime snack in overweight or obese adults. Results: when the participants skipped breakfast and ate a snack 4 hours after dinner, they were twice as likely to experience a daytime hunger versus eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They also experienced slower metabolism, increased activation of the gene that encourages the body fat storage. This study confirms previous research that reports better results for insulin results, insulin levels, and body weight when eating early in the day versus late at night. I just did some research for my dog, and I found from all the research, we should never give our dogs more than one meal a day. They're fasting for almost an entire 24 hours. So if you feed them at night, you don't need to feed them until the next night. And they say dogs will live longer. We overfeed them. We feed them like we feed ourselves. More table scraps. More meals. Oh, we think we're bathing them. We think we're helping them. We think they're gonna starve if we don't. That same is for us. So we need to experience daytime hunger versus eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's good for our bodies. So my friends, I'm out of time. I've got to run, but I'll be back here. I'll run back here next weekend for you. I want to be here for you. I want to talk to you. I want to give you all the information I can so you can make some better choices for your health. You can have better health in 3 to 6 months than you ever had the last 20 years. If you want to, you have to want to. That means giving up some foods that you may love. Yeah, well, they don't love you back. So I'll be praying for you that you get all of your resolutions completed. So say a prayer for this great country, that we return to a great, great country again. God bless you, my friends, and God bless this great country.